Okay, and I'm gonna let Pat back in. Admitting.
Kevin, make sure you start the recording too.
I did.
Yeah, it's recording. Okay. It's done. Let's unmute Pat just so we make sure he's with us.
Can you hear me?
Pat, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you, Pat.
All right. I'm wondering that I might be able to make up a statement.
Hold on, Pat. Yeah. Let me go through a couple of things and then I'll open it back up to the public.
All right.
So we're at a closed session. We've discussed the items with the council. No action was taken. So we're going back into open session. All the directors are still present and staff is still present. And so we're back into open session. So I'd like to announce item 3.1 on the agenda, and I'll read it. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54960.2C2, discussion and possible approval of unconditional commitment to cease and desist from action that is the subject of the demand of Patrick Button. So, announce the item. I'd like to open it up for board discussion first. Any of the board have any items to discuss or anything they want to discuss on this one?
Sure. I would like to discuss it. First of all, I want to thank Beth for putting together a great letter for this, and I appreciate all the effort that was put in. I think it was a waste of time based on that we have not done anything wrong through this process. It's like somebody accusing you of stealing a car and you tell them that you haven't stolen a car, but you're going to make a letter that states that you will never steal a car. And that's the only way that you're going to get out of somebody that's being a thorn in your side. So, but I do appreciate the letter. I don't think that we have denied anybody any of their rights associated with this. I think that we've run a very solid meeting, and I appreciate the chairman for running a good meeting through this process, and that's all I gotta say.
I have no comment.
Okay, just on my side, I think to echo a little bit of what Kevin was saying, you know, we've, as a board, it's our duty to create an environment where we can run the district or oversee the workings of the district. In that is running a good solid meeting that gives us time to address the concerns of the public, of the constituents of the district, and also to make sure that we're taking care of the manners at hand within the district. And boy, we have a lot of them. We've got issues concerning finances every week or every month. We've got things in the district that need repair. So we really go above and beyond to try to make sure it's a well-run meeting. And in that is really a kind of an adherence to a time and a place and a manner. I think that we've really tried to stress in how we conduct the business of the district and how we run the meeting. So appreciate everybody's help with that, Jeff and Cammy, certainly, and my fellow board members. So. That's it from my side. So without anything else, we'll go ahead and close the board discussion and open the public participation.
Pat, I've unmuted you if you'd like.
I would like to quote the law and then also like to hear your response that no law was broken. Government Code Section 54945.3 subdivision C. The legislative body of a local agency shall not prohibit public criticism of the policies, procedures, programs, or services of the agency or any acts or omissions of a legislative body. In addition, because a speech provision in subdivision A amounts to the legislative's creation of limited public forum, a time, place, design for public speech under the First Amendment body may not prevent a citizen from making a statement that may be unfair, untrue, and or even defamatory. so long as it concerns the agency's business, okay? But the, all right, I'm done. If you think that you haven't broken the law, then I can go ahead and assume that you don't wish to cease and desist Kevin Phillips's a decision to censor me. All right, if you think that's legal, you know, I see you got your legal counsel working on it. I'd like to hear your response.
Chairman Doyle, I would like to respond to Mr. Button.
Please.
Pat, the letter that is being considered by the board is non-conditional cease and desist commitment by the board pursuant to the code section cited by you. The letter does recognize the right of the board under the other code section cited by you to adopt reasonable regulations to ensure that public participation is allowed. And the letter will speak for itself, but the letter is a unconditional commitment to cease and desist from the actions of which you have complained.
Oh, okay. And so does that mean that Director Phillips was improperly conducting himself? And in addition to that, will I be allowed to talk with other members of the board and even to the legal counsel or to the secretary without having to go through the chairman first?
Pat, the board will adhere with the Board Act. The board, with the Brown Act, the board has the right, the chair has the right to adopt reasonable regulations as to the right of the board, or right of the members of the public to address the board. Probably the most widespread regulation that most boards have adopted is limiting the time for public comment.
So there's a letter on its way, is that right?
So the board, I believe, can restrict the ability of a member of the public to address individual board members or individual staff or legal counsel.
Restrict or censor? Okay.
No, it's not restrict or censor. It's that you can make your comments to the legislative body, which is what the government code section says. To the extent that you have questions, you should address them again to the legislative body. The chair, as the chair of the board, can determine who to direct those questions to respond. Nobody that I know of allows members of the public to address staff members of the body directly or to address individual members of the board without direction from the board. So what we're trying to do is, as Matt indicated in his personal comments, is to run a well-run meeting. And letting any person of the public, you or anybody else, basically interrupt the proceedings to discuss with individual staff members or board members questions that come to your mind is certainly, in my way of thinking, not reasonable. So we have agreed to cease and desist. Let me read what your cease and desist letter asks. You say that you were denied the opportunity to direct your questions to board members of your choice, citing the foregoing code section as the basis upon which you your demand is premised. When you get the transcript, and I'm not going to take the time to read it now, you will get a transcript at the meeting, which shows in both instances you were given the opportunity to address the body on both non-agenda items, which included Mr. Phillips's comments about how the chair should proceed, and then also on your correspondence. So I think that's what was prompting the board to say the comments that, or to the board members to say their comments.
Okay.
The fact of the matter is that we are giving you a commitment to cease and desist from the action of which you complain. We are not giving you the right to address board members as you wish at any time you wish, or to address other members of that. The comments will be directed to the legislative body, the board of directors, and the chair, as chair of the board, will direct the comments to the person that he or she feels most appropriate to respond to those.
May I ask you, just for clarification, does it have to do with that 2 minute where I am allowed to talk about or discuss anything that is not on the agenda, not part of, does that include the 2 minutes, or is that, or am I excluded?
Your comments on both the non-agenda item and the agenda item can be limited in time, and they can be limited to making certain that you address your comments to the board. And if there are questions that you ask, the board chair will determine which among them will be responding, or which staff member is best to respond.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to your letter that I was hoping would have been received by in the 30 days, but that I understand.
The 30 days.
I'll be looking.
Your letter was sent by email on June 13th, so we're well within the 30 days.
Sure. Okay, I'll be looking forward to getting your response and looking to see whether I'm going to pursue this matter further.
That okay. is your right.
All right, and certainly.
Thank you for and that.
Hey, Pat, anything else?
No, I see Cammie's got her finger on the button.
Am I on the mouse?
Any further comment, Pat?
No.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and close the public participation portion. I'd like it to open it back up for any board participation or discussion. Anyone want to make a comment from the board side?
Sure, I would. I think Pat made my point for me, and I appreciate that, Pat, that you just wasted 10 minutes of our attorney's time that the taxpayers in Durham Irrigation are paying for. So this is exactly why I'm asking for this, is that our attorney works for the board, not for Pat Button. He works for the global good of the district, and that we are the elected officials that represent this district. If he has complaints, comments, and wants to defame or anything like that, he can make those directly to the board. His comments would be directed through the chairman, only a way to control the meeting. There is no requirement for us as board members to even respond to any of his comments. So he can make every comment he wants during a board meeting on any agenda item he wants. He's limited to 3 minutes based on our policies, and that is it. And the staff works for the board, not for Pat. So because you think that we're doing criminal acts here, doesn't mean that the majority of our customers who we work for think that we're doing criminal acts. They actually think that we're doing a decent job. And if they don't think that we're doing a decent job, that is the beauty of America. Vote us out. Take our job. Come represent on this board. Okay? We are public servants here that are trying to do the best for Durham. So that, thank you, Pat. You made my point perfectly in that rant that you just had. That's my end of my comments.
Thank you, Kevin. Raymond, anything on your end?
I'm muted by Cammie. No, thanks. I think that was very well said, Mr. Phillips. I appreciate those comments.
I appreciate him as well. I think with that, I'm going to go ahead and close the board participation. Now that we've had a chance to discuss, and I'd entertain a motion.
I make a motion to approve the letter drafted under the cease and desist order and have it distributed to the parties, that whatever the appropriate parties.
Okay, we got a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second?
I will second that motion.
Got a motion and a second on the floor. Let's go ahead and do a roll call vote, Cammy.
Director Phillips?
Aye.
Director Cooper?
Aye.
Chairman Doyle?
Aye. All right, we got a unanimous vote on that. So with that, I'm looking at the agenda. Item 4 is set for adjournment. The next meeting, I believe, is a week from today. Is that correct, Cammy?
Yes. Yes,
okay, well, we'll have all the regular updates and all of the things we've got going on with the district. So we'll look for everybody's input and at next Tuesday's meeting at 5:30 p.m.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Motion to adjourn. Thank you.
Cammy, do you need a motion to adjourn or do we just adjourn?
That's your call. Go ahead, get a second.
Okay, we have a motion from Kevin. Raymond?
I'll second the motion to adjourn.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I guess we gotta do a roll call vote for adjournment.
No, just say aye. We're all ayes. Let's go.
Hey, aye. Raymond?
Aye.
Aye. Kevin.
Have a good
aye.
Night. Thanks.
Matt. Aye. Okay. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.